Many of you are familiar with my testimony. Years ago, when the enemy attacked my physical body radically, and life was pining away, medical solution was not forthcoming. In actual fact, they didn't even know what they were treating. Because one of the doctors had to ask that, and what exactly are we treating? And here, things were going the other way around until I had to be on the wheelchair. I needed help for everything virtually, to eat, to lay on the bed, to toilet, to do whatever. Needed assistance. But in all of this, God's servant kept telling me, the gospel and the word you have preached, now it is time to go back to them and start putting them to work. Sometimes some of those instructions might look very tough and harsh, but it's the way out. And so I began to decree and declare, because he kept telling me, you shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. And here you are, someone on the wheelchair. How will you declare the word of God? But I had to keep saying it to myself. Even when it looked contrary, I shall not die, I shall not die, I shall not die, I shall not die, but live to declare the words of God. I shall not die, I shall not die. And then one day he told me, keep declaring God's word. I'm treading upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt me. And I started declaring. On a certain day, a physical snake was killed close to the room where I was staying. And then sometimes I would take an empty bottle of water, hold it while I was laying down, and keep declaring, someday again, I am standing. This empty bottle is my microphone. I will be using it to declare the work of God. Now see what God has done today. Application. Let somebody shout the last shout, application. Application of the truth. And that's why today, if I see any sick person, it pains me, it grieves me. I don't like it. Therefore today, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you have come from. I don't know where you may be. If you have any sickness in your body, declare loud with me, I shall not die. Say like you believe it, oh. Say it from the depth of your being, oh. Now say with the faith from within you. Now, as you have declared it, God will make it happen for you. God who did it for me, he will settle your case. You shall not die. You shall live, and you will declare the works of God. So shall it be. There are many singles at Shiloh this year. By next year, Shiloh, you shall return in your promoted state. So say with me, singles, whether male or female, God has done it all. Now, louder, louder, say, God has done it all. Shall they believe in amen? Amen. So shall it be for you. So wisdom is the skillful application. And when you look through scriptures, you find out that it is the nature of God to promote his people into prominence on the platform of wisdom, thereby turning them to more than conquerors. If you look all through scriptures, you discover that wisdom is a major key in settling issues in the Bible and dealing with complex situations. We have several examples in the Bible, and we just take a look at a few of them. From scriptures, we see, for example, the life of Joseph. Joseph in the Bible conquered Egypt without a physical weapon in his hand. Joseph, the Bible tells us in Genesis 41 and verse 41. Look at what the Bible says. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over the land of Egypt. I have set thee over the land. I have set thee over the land. As an aftermath of Shiloh this year, many, many more Joseph shall be born. Yeah. That shall be set over the land. Yeah. But how did Joseph get there? Through inspired interpretation. He was supernaturally enthroned by wisdom. Until we are told in scripture that Joseph became the second in command to Pharaoh. You see that in verse 43. Second in command. There are certain individuals under the sound of my voice today, in a short while, you shall be promoted. Yeah. Beyond your wildest imagination. Yeah. If you are the one, let your amen show it. Yeah. In the time of economic hardships, in the days of Joseph, divine wisdom promoted him. We are in the days of economic hardship right now, globally. The wisdom of God will promote you. Yeah. You know, the Bible tells us, if the ministration of death be this glorious, how much more shall the ministration of life be? If Joseph got promoted by wisdom, in this new generation, God will raise many more Josephs. Yeah. If you are one of them, let your amen show it. Another example we see in the Bible is that of Daniel. Daniel conquered Babylon without shooting an arrow. How do we know? Daniel chapter 5 and verse 11. Look at what the Bible says here. Daniel 5, 11. The Bible says, there is a man in thy kingdom. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom the spirit of the holy gods is the spirit, and in the days of the father light and understanding and wisdom, the wisdom of the gods. The wisdom that Daniel carried was referred to as the wisdom of the gods. How did Daniel get promoted? By divine wisdom. There is another Daniel under the sound of my voice today that the wisdom of God will promote. If you are that person, let your amen show it. Yeah. So Daniel was supernaturally promoted by the wisdom of God. He became third ruler in the land. Daniel 5:29. He became the third in the land. No matter where you may be right now, that is the least place you will ever be. By the time you return for Shiloh next year, you shall be many, many, many times over. Yeah. If you believe that, let your amen show it. Yeah. As Shiloh 2024, greater Joseph shall be given birth to. Yeah. Greater Daniels shall be born. Yeah. If you are one of them, let your amen show it. Yeah.